Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Well, Philadelphia police have released photos of a pair of suspects they say zip-tied and abducted brothers at separate homes in the Northeast, demanding cash and pistol whipped them. KWB crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson joins us live with the details. KJ?
It started around 1 o'clock Saturday morning, Michelle. A man who is returning to his house with his family on Princeton Street, this is near Cotman in the Boulevard, says that two men were kind of hiding in front of his house. They jumped out. They then followed the family inside. Deputy Police Commissioner Frank Venor says they then zip-tied the man and put him in his own car, a black Jeep Wagoneer.
When he picked up the first individual, he said, "We're going to your brother's house." That isn't random. This is well-planned, and they were targeted.
Now, Venor says they then drove to the brother's house, which was on Comley Avenue near Frankfort, and got him, zip-tied him, threw him in the car. And then as they're driving around for about 45 minutes, both men were assaulted repeatedly. They were telling them that they needed cash to get cash out. They were trying to get them to call different people, Venor says. Now, they dipped into South Philly, it sounds like, and then went back up to about the 24th District, which is near East Detectives. They eventually park, get out of the Jeep, and both take off kind of in different directions. The men were then able to get help. Now police have, they're looking for video, and surveillance video, and they're asking for the public's help in identifying this pair of suspects. Obviously, they say that that this was a targeted attack, as Venor said, but doesn't seem like the victims know who these people are. So you can see those pictures on our website, kywnewsradio.com. Again, if you know who these people might be, they're asking to call the tip line, which is 215-686-TIPS. Michelle.
Thank you so much. And stay with KYW News Radio for continuing coverage.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.